This is Gemma Redgrave, and you're listening to Gallifrey Public Radio.
This is Gallifrey Public Radio, a weekly podcast dedicated to positive enjoyment of Doctor Who. We travel through classic and new episodes, explore the extended universe, and play a few games from time to time. We do discuss news, content that has been officially released, and the occasional interesting rumor, but we'll warn you before anything considered spoilers comes up. Welcome to an unexpected episode 408 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where when rumors abound, we normally swat them down, but we're starved for news these days, and this could be a doozy. I'm Kier.
I'm Haley.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Julie. This week, we're popping out of our planned schedule to address a rumor. Ooh. And as of this recording, it's still nothing more than a rumor. That Jodie Whittaker will be departing the role of the Doctor after her third season, being series 13 currently in production.
So let's put the big salt licks out there. You know, these aren't grains of salt; these are salt licks that we need to just place on the table here. So, Jay, our source is
the story originated with the Mirror.
Yeah,
and very quickly blew up and was being carried by most notable news sites, though all of them were quoting the Mirror as their source. So, you know, it was always as reported by the Mirror. So that was the only source that we actually had for a while. And the Mirror just said, you know, this news came from an insider. They refused to name anyone.
Right.
It's all very hush-hush.
It's all very hush-hush. Now, it should be noted that Nicola Methvin, who wrote this particular piece for The Mirror, has done sort of a, you know, scandalous, you know, the poorly adjective use sort of attention grabber clickbait headlines before. She happens to have a slightly better batting average than others, but it's still The Mirror.
Right.
So, yeah.
The fact that it has been picked up and carried by so many others, admittedly with the Mirror as their source, does tend to at least lend weight to the story. You know, whether or not it's factual or not, everybody's talking about it now.
Mm-hmm. I got to wonder if a certain degree of this is also just the way that it was brought to the public attention, because maybe if this were spun in any different direction or by any different means or even just a different use of descriptors, it wouldn't be quite as, you know, scandalous.
I think that the timing was a big deal with it. You know, we had nothing from Doctor Who and everybody was like, you know, trying to find some good news or something like that. And had it come out in September, we would have brushed it off and been like, yeah, fine, whatever. You know, but because everyone is focused on Doctor Who now, because we just had new content and we're all looking forward to series 13, this hits a little harder now.
Mm. Well, throwing around terms like quits in the headline is a bit much too.
That is a strong word to use, especially when it's just, well, everyone else, I mean, not everyone else, but there have been previous doctors and they sort of quote it as, other doctors have done this, and it's sort of the common rule that after three seasons, you're done. That is not quitting. That is sort of just passing the baton, as it were, and that's very different feel and a very different word to use.
I'm fairly certain, and I've been sort of asking around some of the folks that we know who are a little bit more in the know about this, that's kind of the nature of the contractual obligation, was a three-series stint, which is one of the reasons why you saw, like Tennant and Capaldi and even going back to, you have to go back quite a while to find actors whose tenure as the Doctor lasted longer than 3 years. So it sort of seemed almost par for the course. But so are we sort of looking at this as if there's the likelihood that this is factual information poorly released?
Or do we still think... Possibly. Yeah. I would also say that we just had the holiday special, and there is a vocal group that did not like it and has come out talking about how much they don't like Jody, how much they don't like Chibnall and his writing team. So the timing of one right on the back of the other, I think, is questionable. But also that could just be the reason for the harsh language, the, you know, she quits after that long.
I'm glad you mentioned that, though, because there's something about this that makes me wonder about that very scenario. The fact that this is just a matter of it was drummed up as a way to get everybody thinking negatively about anything that continues with the series. And that's the fact that if this were just a matter of the ongoing bashing of Jody's work, of Chibnall's tenure as a showrunner and so forth, if you were to create this scenario, you know, sort of completely fabricate this thing, I don't know where that came from, that you wouldn't have left in the fact that it notes in the mirror write-up that Chibnall is staying. You'd get rid of both, right? You'd say, oh, well, in my little, you know, bizarro world, I'm cleaning house. Because it seemed like to me, at least from the torrent of horrible comments and posts and YouTube videos and things that I've forced myself, I don't know why, to watch and listen to.
Doom scrolling.
Yeah, doom scrolling, really kind of. Is that there's more vitriol right now directed towards Chibnall than there is for Jody. I see a lot of times where they say, hey, nothing against her and her performances, but Chibnall's ruining the show, and it's a reason why it's going to be off the air in 4 years, and on and on. I would think that he'd be one of the first targets that they'd want to say, oh, and he's leaving too.
Yeah, I don't know. When I read it, I got the... I felt like the whole use of the word quits, you know, that Jody plans on quitting or whatever. I felt like that was just, you know, trumped up to try and drive the point home, or, you know, get people interested. Just like one of those power words, like, because if you say, you know, Whitaker planning on resigning, you're like, okay, well, that's, and there's, but you watch, you see it scroll up and it's like Jody quits. It's like, oh, I what? Now I'm going to pay attention. It just grabs your attention a little bit more.
Right. So Jody quits at the end of her regularly scheduled contract.
Yeah.
That's a very different sentence. Yeah. I think that makes sense.
So I guess then the last thing to sort of look at for a moment here, and we're not going to take up too much of everyone's time because the internet is chock-a-block full of fascinating hot takes on this. If you choose to read them, probably don't want to read them. It's just to say, what are the repercussions if this is true? I mean, you know, a phrasing aside, if it is just the natural end to this, and this is the end, you know, this is her third and final season, it has taken 5 calendar years to present 3 broadcast years of Doctor Who here. So she's been in this for a while.
I would call it a bummer because I'm a big fan, but also because her last season will have only the 8 episodes.
Well, even the 10 episodes we got in her longer seasons were not up to the usual Doctor Who season length.
Right. Yep. They were already shortened by 2 to 3 episodes per year. Yeah. So are there, I mean, aside from just the fact that it's really unfortunate that we're not going to be able to get we have said if it's a shortened year, if it is 8 episodes, we're kind of hoping that the cream of the crop are the ones that rise to the top.
Yep.
Sorry, I started like drifting into like a House of Pain lyric there for a second. Nobody got that one? On the cream of the crop, a rise to the top?
I'm choosing to ignore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, fine.
You're wasting precious minutes.
I am here. But aside from the fact that we're going to get a little bit less of a potential exit story, we're already going to be working with this unknown because we've had a change of companions and stuff. So there's going to be sort of these disruption episodes where we're sort of getting a feel for things again too, which feels like we're getting even shorter time to allow her to really coalesce with the team that she's working with on screen and so on.
Turnabout, Yaz is the Doctor and Ciri's the next.
I do think the next Doctor needs to be a person of color, regardless of gender.
Yeah, so if I hear the word Chris Marshall one more time, I'm flipping this damn table.
That's hard to do.
It's a heavy table. I will manage it if I have to go get a dolly cart or something, because I'm so sick of his name coming up every time there's a change of doctor. It's been happening since the Matt Smith era. Mm. Enough already.
I think that there are a lot of choices that could make that happen, Haley. And I don't think we have time for all of that in the
speculation. We'll do that theorizing once it's like officially announced that Jodie's leaving, because we will know from official sources that she's leaving months before she actually leaves. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of feel like, you know, all the talky blog, whatever tabloids can post stories about this all they want to drive traffic, but there's really no reason to discuss it much more than that until we know for sure she's leaving.
I would say though that the thing that has made it so this hasn't died yet is the BBC's response to it.
We would like to respond by saying we have no comment.
The fact that they haven't said anything kind of leads me to believe that they're not ready to announce that she's leaving, but they can't outright deny it. So I think that them staying silent on things has kind of confirmed it for everyone who is paying attention.
Well, if she's on a 3-year contract, maybe they're in contract negotiations to decide if they want to extend it or not.
Sure.
And the regeneration would happen in the holiday special.
Right. Or in the fact that if they are at the point where they know that they're going to have to do some recasting. Casting right now is a more complicated process. You're trying to do screen tests and things like that. And then a matter of if this is still Chibnall overseeing a lot of the scripts, or at least the story editing, he's going to want to control very carefully the transition of one persona to the next based on whoever gets cast, right? So this is something that has to be done really, really carefully so that he can control the movement of the pieces on the board as we get closer towards the close of Series 13, whenever that airs. And that's all delayed by the fact that you can't sit down across a table from someone right now and do standard screen testing and such. So I got a feeling some of it is probably a matter of making sure, and again, we're making some suppositions here that there is some validity to this. They're either trying to control the spin or they're trying to buy time because they're not ready to make these sorts of announcements, because the follow-up questions from a lot of people are going to be, okay, well then who?
Yeah.
And that's always a big production because it can be, and why not? It makes it more fun and
Absolutely. It's
a big reveal. So, right, they may know or not know if Jodie's leaving, but if they haven't picked who's next, then you're right. Don't say anything now and have that time to figure that out. And knowing that Chibnall worked with Jodie before and felt comfortable with her, you'd wonder, will he have any say in who's to follow, and will it come from that sort of... He has to feel comfortable writing for them. So to be determined.
Mm-hmm. And thus begins the David Tennant is coming back as the Doctor rumors again.
Here we go.
Nah, he can't cut his hair. His hair is right. Now permanently in that sort of swoop with the
hairband.
The hairband pushed, and I think staged is just going to keep going and going. So I don't think we're going to see any more of that talk.
He and Michael Sheen will both be appearing on the show in the future as Yetis.
Appearing as themselves, just the Doctor visits these two random people.
Right.
So as we kind of mentioned, this is all rumor at this point. Nothing has been confirmed. It looks like there might be some validity to it, but there's no telling right now what's coming. We just wanted to kind of address the elephant in the room, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We will be coming back next week with our regular Torchwood rewatch.
Mm-hmm. Back into things that we know are certain and true and already filmed and have been seen by human eyes. And yes, reliable sources.
Fact. Can confirm.
Yes, we fact checked that season 2 of Torchwood is real.
Well, this has been episode 408 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying, there's a rumor floating around that I'm quitting after like 4 podcasts from now.
And this is Kier saying, please, for the love of Rassilon, don't read the comments.
And this is Julie saying, there are no words.
And this is Haley saying, I'm now picturing Kier delicately placing everything on the desk on the floor. angrily flipping the desk and then getting annoyed about the clutter and setting everything back up right away.
Can confirm.
I just watched it happen.
We'll see you next week.
And we'll see.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Want to keep the conversation going? You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or just send us a good old-fashioned email to feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com. You can also give us a phone call at 754-225-5477. That's 754-CALL-GPR, and you may hear your voice on a future episode of the show. Everything's got to end sometime, otherwise nothing would ever get started. Join us next week for a brand new episode.